Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank. And folks, I know today you are more connected than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to a real person, real people with and that have real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Folks, I want to turn to two great guests that we have here today, Katie Sparks from Herbert Legal Group and Bill McDermott from McDermott Financial Solutions. Ladies first, Katie. Katie Sparks from Herbert Legal Group.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you here. So for those that don't know you, tell them about you. Tell them about Herbert Legal Group.
Absolutely. So we are a firm located in Roswell, Georgia, and our specialty is business law. So we provide services to entrepreneurs, medium and small sized businesses. And something that they should absolutely know about us is that we have a fee model that's not typical among attorneys in that we charge on a flat fee basis. So,
okay, just to make sure everybody knows that that was not flat free. That was flat
yes, thank you.
Fee.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Yeah, you're not a nonprofit, right?
No.
So, okay, got it.
No, but the business owner can come in and we'll talk about what they need, potentially what we can do to help, and then they'll receive a proposal. So they'll know exactly what they're going to pay us for that work. There's no surprise invoice at the end of the month.
That's awesome, obviously, because folks don't like surprise billing. So maybe you can get into a little bit of why you've got that model, besides the fact that clients like it. That's probably a good enough answer right there.
Right. Well, it's been very well received by our clients, but it's also been really good for us as well, because if we're not busy counting in 6-minute increments, we can really focus on what it is the business owner needs, find out more about their business, and just gather a lot of information so that we can offer advice and suggestions from a place of knowledge about what they specifically need.
Love it. So, Katie, I know your focus, or one of your areas of focus, is trademark law. I'm interested in how you got into trademark law. What's your interest there? Every attorney's got a reason why they got into a particular part of their practice, right?
I think that's true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, trademark law is something that I think I've come to very naturally. My father is a intellectual property attorney.
Ah.
And so I was one of those kids who was told that's a facial tissue, not a Kleenex, because Kleenex is a registered trademark. Right. So I've always been aware of those things in the marketplace, and he's pointed them out. And so I absolutely wanted to follow in his footsteps and go to law school. And offering trademark services is just a natural fit for our business clients, because if we can get those trademarks registered, if we can protect them, then they're really on a level playing field with the giants in their industry.
Well, let's back up for a second, because I think some small businesses may not even know what a trademark is, right? They have trademark. Some probably don't even think they have one or have anything worth protecting.
Right.
Get into that for us.
Sure. So a trademark is any word, logo, symbol, tagline that indicates the source of the product or service. So it's essentially your branding. It's how people know that it's you offering the service.
Cool. So how to develop a valuable trademark, because trademarks have value over time. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So first, why are trademarks valuable? They identify source. So they tell the purchaser who it is offering the product, and they're going to differentiate the trademark owner from others in their industry, from competitors. One of the main intentions of the trademark law is to keep people from trading off of the goodwill of their competitors, right? It's by siphoning off clients, by, you know, being being confusing to customers about who is who and who's doing what. Trademarks also send a message to consumers about quality. So for example, if you're on a road trip and you need something quick to eat, when you see those golden arches on the exit sign, you know immediately, because of the value of that famous trademark, how much you're going to pay, what it's going to look like, that it'll be fast. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to send instant messages to the consumer about the product or service.
And some businesses, I think trademarks are all, this is a big company phenomena. I'm not a big corporation. You know, I'm a small business. Why do I need to worry about a trademark?
Right. Well, I think that's understandable. But the truth is that every business owner is putting out at least a name, or they're putting out a logo that can become distinctive for their customers. And so what we want to try to do is develop a trademark, or at least evaluate their current trademark and see how strong it is in terms of what we can protect. And so we're looking to find a mark that is distinctive and that's unlike other things in the marketplace.
And it would seem to me that business owners need to think ahead to the value of their business, right? Anytime they can develop the valuable assets, and a trademark is an asset.
It certainly is.
It's a good thing, right?
It's true. And in fact, it's one of, can be one of the most valuable assets they have when they go to sell their business, a well-known trademark.
Sure. So what protections do you put in place to protect trademarks once they're in place?
So, everyone who uses their trademark in the marketplace has some, minimum level of property interest in that trademark. So you often see someone's business name with a little TM after it. And that's what they're doing. They're indicating to the public that this is their trademark. And in fact, I encourage my business clients, even if we aren't going to go to try to get it registered, that at least they start putting that TM on to put others on notice that this is their mark. But registration is a wonderful thing in that it gives notice to other people that mark belongs to them. When companies are developing a new mark, they're going to go and look and see what's already existing. And you absolutely want to be in those search results so that they're not going to encroach on your mark. Registration is either done at the state or at the federal level. And so we talk with the client about where their business is currently happening. If they have only clients within the state of Georgia, if they're really a state-based business, we're looking at a Georgia registration, which has several benefits. It's comparatively inexpensive. It's a quick process, and that can be handled right away, and that trademark can then be on the state records.
Something tells me that it's a lot easier to deal with trademarks on the state level than the federal level. There's some little birdie that just tells me that's got to be the case, right?
Well, I think that's true. But if the company has some interstate use, so if they're selling products across state lines, or if they're offering services to people across state lines, we want to go for a federal registration. You're right that it is a bigger deal. It's more expensive. It takes considerably longer. But the reason to seek a federal registration is that that's going to give you priority over anyone all over the country. Whereas if you have a Georgia registration, you can stop Georgia businesses who come after you and start using that mark. You can stop their use.
So do you recommend that folks start with a state registration, since that's easier? Start with that and then go federal, or is it just, does it depend on the business?
It does depend. And so, one of the benefits of our model and the fact that we don't charge for consultations is that we can sit down and talk with the client about their current trademark use and their plans for the future. And so we can direct them towards either state or federal registration.
We're speaking with Katie Sparks, and Katie is with Herbert Legal Group. Now, Katie, I'm curious, do you have any maybe examples of folks that you've helped? You don't have to use names, but folks that you've helped that maybe had a valuable trademark and they really didn't realize they had something that was worth protecting.
Absolutely. So I've worked with several website design firms. And that has been really interesting because, as you might imagine, at this point, there are thousands of trademarks in the register for those kinds of services.
Sure.
So if you come up with something that is distinctive and unlike other people, we can absolutely protect that and build value there. I think most businesses have intellectual property that they can protect, whether they realize it or not. So one of the most important things I do is just get the chance to talk to people and educate them about how we can help.
Sure. And again, we talked about that a little earlier. Sometimes folks have intellectual property that they don't know they have,
right,
that they really need to protect. So, and that's interesting about web designers. So the point there being, you can give web designers, even though there are thousands of them across Georgia, across the country, millions of them, I guess, you can give them a distinctive brand logo that they can use to market their business.
Right. And so my favorite trademark clients to work with are those who are on the front end of developing something new, maybe of changing their name. And so they come to me, they've been to see their marketing expert, and they say, these are our top three names, right? That's a wonderful spot to be in, because
sure,
we can go and look and say, it's these two, pick between these two, and we'll get the application going.
Ah, so if you're rebranding, get with your business attorney before you finalize, right?
Before you print all those marketing materials, the 40,000 brochure. In fact, I had a client tell me that once. This better work because I've already printed the brochures.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a fine time to be saying that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Katie Sparks with Herbert Legal Group is our guest today. And I think we've already kind of addressed this question that I had, but on why it's important to have a business attorney on your team. I think we just heard one example, right? But maybe you can expand on that a little bit.
Right. Well, absolutely. Having a business attorney to advise when questions come up, to be able to help plan for the future, is really important. I heard a great acronym the other day that I really like, and it's that small business owners need bail. And that stands for a banker, an accountant, an insurance person, and a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's really great that you have that professional team around you, because the business owner is the expert in what they do. Absolutely. But there are going to be times when it intersects with those other areas and they're going to have questions.
Wow. And I guess if you have a great team like that, that keeps you from maybe needing bail. I mean, the real kind of bail,
yes,
right? Yeah. Okay. I like that. I like that acronym. Terrific. Katie Sparks, Herbert Legal Group. So for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch, would like to consult with you on some of their issues, how do they do that?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted. You can contact me by email. It's ksparks@herbert.com. Or they can reach me by phone at 404-850-0180, and I'm extension 711.
Great. Katie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, John.
Absolutely. Folks, if you need help curing another group of headaches, like administrative tasks or bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. Now we turn to Bill McDermott, and Bill is with McDermott Financial Solutions. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. So you're a recovering banker. You got in the inoculation or what? Tell us what happened.
You know, it's a six-step program.
Okay.
I think I've completed it.
Okay, cool.
But no, so I spent 32 years in the banking industry. Short story, but, you know, I it was the Great Recession, the banking crisis, and all of a sudden my job as chief commercial lender was eliminated. Mm. And so I am a recovering banker turned entrepreneur. My clients call me the profitability coach, and I help business owners make profits on purpose by putting together the building blocks for financial success. So I really used a lot of what I learned in the banking industry and turned that into, you know, being an entrepreneur.
Sure. Know? Sure. And you were a banker for 32 years.
32. Can you believe it? So I have this split personality, John. There's this conservative banker in me and there's this entrepreneur in me. And I just, sometimes I don't know which one I am.
I love it. I love it. Well, so you've got a lot of lessons and a lot of examples that you learned from after 32 years to bring to the table of what you're doing now with clients.
That's exactly right. So literally, having worked with closely held business owners, I saw all kinds of situations, businesses that did incredibly well, businesses that really struggled. Unfortunately, some businesses failed. And really what it boils down to is business owners struggle with working on the business because they're spending so much time working in the business. And so if things are going to break down, it usually boils into four things. It's usually people issues. They either have the wrong people or they're in the wrong seats. They don't have a well-articulated strategy. Third is pure and simple execution. The devil is in the details. Sometimes they're not efficient or effective. And then the fourth thing is cash. You know, cash is like oxygen for a business, and some are breathing okay, but some of them are on life support.
You've got some thoughts on how the CEO's vision plays into company success. Give us some thoughts on that.
Sure. So what I'm seeing, a lot of CEOs are great at working in the business. They're great managers. Where they struggle really is in leadership. And so a lot of the CEO clients that I work with really, they might have a vision for their business, but they haven't necessarily articulated it. They may have a sweet spot in their business. But again, they haven't shared that with their leadership team or with their employees. And then the other thing is leaders teach people how to be accountable. And so a lot of the CEOs that I work with, I think, are great as managers, but they really, really struggle as leaders. Things like corporate culture, things like developing the talent that they have really come out of leadership and your ability to articulate your vision and get your people on board with it.
We're speaking with Bill McDermott, and Bill is the CEO and founder of McDermott Financial Solutions. So get into how you help business owners establish their priorities, because you've explained several different touch points of problems that could exist in a business. How do you sit down and evaluate what the key priorities are?
Yeah, so some of that is objective. So as a former banker, a place where I do start is financial statements. Financial statements are going to reveal trends in profitability, trends in liquidity, how they're collecting their receivables or turning their inventory. One thing that a lot of business owners struggle with is what we call in the banking industry leverage. And I always have to be careful to explain terms that I use, but leverage is just how much debt you have in your company related to equity. And so it starts with the financials. The trends that are going on, either positive or negative, will usually then play back into what I said earlier. Maybe they're having people issues. Maybe the sales force is fishing in the wrong pond, so revenues are declining. Or maybe they're spending way too much time in manufacturing a product, and so their margins are declining. And so essentially it just, again, boils back down to people, you know, execution, strategy, and cash. Cash flow is a huge issue for all business owners. 85%, I think, of business owners, I read in an article lately, spend between 40 and 60 hours a week just managing cash flow. 40 to 60 hours. It's unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, that leaves me speechless. I mean, which not much does leave me speechless, but that's amazing.
Yeah. It's a lot of time.
Wow. So, So let's dig deeper on that. So what, when you see that spending too much time on cash flow is an issue for a client, then how do you get them out of that hamster wheel that they're on?
I think a couple of things. So I have one particular client right now that I'll speak to. So you pull out your accounts receivable aging report. In this particular circumstance, this client had probably 15% of their total accounts receivable balance over 90 days. You know, their terms are net 30. So they love to sell. They just struggle to collect. Some people just don't like to collect, you know, past due payments.
Nobody likes to collect.
And so sometimes it just takes hiring a person who is dedicated, who actually I don't know if you can actually ever enjoy collecting.
Of course.
But some people like it better than others.
Sure.
And so it's really important in a business, if a CEO is struggling with a particular issue, delegate that to somebody who has that as a strength and make the business better in that way.
Sure. But
cash flow is primarily a function, sometimes collecting receivables faster. A lot of businesses now are also growing. Growth always requires cash. I mean, you know this, and cash also increases, you know, the complexity of the business as well.
Sure.
But basically, collecting cash and improving cash flow is really, there are three things that I work on with my clients. First, can we shorten the cycle times? Can we shorten the cycle time of how long it takes to get a client, how quickly you can collect a payment, how quickly you can deliver the service, but still be effective and have high quality. The other thing is eliminate mistakes. Unless you have documented processes, a lot of times there are mistakes that are made because the processes aren't repeated by everyone. And then the third thing is, are there ways that you can improve the business model beyond what it is right now in order to improve cash flow? So those are some of the other things that I talk to clients about when cash flow comes up.
Sure. Now, I know you help business owners with financing needs. Maybe get into a little bit of that, how you determine the financing that's needed, how much is needed, and how they get that financing.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, let me give a shout out to my coworker, Philip Williams. Philip is the best at helping business owners find financing. But
we know him.
Yeah. But yeah, who better to help a business owner find financing than a former banker, right?
Sure, of course.
And so what we do is we know the kind of package that the bank is looking for. So we help them put the package together. Then based on 30 years worth of contacts and experience, we know which bankers would look favorably upon those loan requests. And so we kind of play matchmaker between the business owner and the banker and then walk them through a process. We usually start with you know, talking to three bankers, we narrow it down to one and then just walk that process through from really the application to the approval process to the closing stage.
And for a business owner that's got their head down in the business, that's a huge time saver, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of times I had a client tell me one time, he said, Bill, I'd rather go have a root canal with no Novocaine than go make application to a bank.
And you told him, if I'd have known that, I'd have raised my fee, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I love it.
My price is too low.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. So get into, Bill, the kind of clients you work with. Are there particular industries that you favor over others, or how does that go for you? That's
a great question. So no particular industries that we focus on. We have manufacturers. We have wholesalers. What's really been interesting lately, though, John, is I'm finding working with a lot of professional services firms, marketing agencies, interior designers, psychology practices, architects, engineers, things like that. And so what I'm finding is there are people that love their craft, but they hate the business of their craft. And so they're looking for someone to come alongside them and really help them with the financial management piece of their craft.
Sure.
So that they can do what they do best.
Makes sense. Now, this may seem like an obvious question, but I think business owners, and being a business owner myself, I think business owners sometimes get their head down in the business so far that they really may not even know they need you.
Yeah, so...
How do I know that I need you, Bill?
That's a great question. So, generally, most businesses are growing. Growing always has issues related to it. And so our best clients are those who are growth-oriented, but also open-minded. And so a lot of clients that we run into are growth-oriented, but they're fine. They don't feel like they need help. But there are many that are growth-oriented, open-minded, willing to accept help, and those are probably the ones that find me. Our business, and I'm sure it's like most in professional services firms, yesterday I had the benefit of talking to a potential new client who became a client, and that was just pure and simple through word of mouth referral. So I had worked with a professional who did a lot of insurance and investment planning, introduced me to this business owner, and fortunately she was looking for help. She was open-minded, and so we agreed to start working together, and I picked up that new client yesterday.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Good stuff. So Bill McDermott, McDermott Financial Solutions, for those that would like to be in touch with you, learn more, how can they do that?
Several ways. First, go to our website, which is mcdfs.com. Also call me by phone at 770-597-3136 or email bmcdermott, McDermott is M-C-D-E-R-M-O-T-T, at mcdfs.com.
Bill, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30, or if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. We're on a mountain of podcast apps, and I can't keep up with all of them, but check your favorite podcast app. Search for North Fulton Business Radio, or you can go online at northfultonbusinessradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter or on Facebook, and we're North Fulton BRX. So check us out there as well. So for our guest, and thanks again to our guest, Katie Sparks with Herbert Legal Group, Bill McDermott with McDermott Financial Solutions, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.